Well, is everybody ready to do some past life stuff, future life, upside down life, and right side up lives? A lot of regressionists take about 3 hours when they do a past life regression. Now, we don't have that much time, so the amount of time we spend, the more sensitive people go back, and about half the people at least get some type of impression of the past lives, and then we usually take the more sensitive ones back on a one-to-one basis, and oftentimes they come up with some interesting stuff. So, is everybody ready? Okay, close your eyes, relax as much as possible, and concentrate on relaxing your whole body. Start by... Before I do that, let me pour me a glass of water. That's better. Okay. First step is to just become very comfortable. Relax your body. Visualize a light beam coming out of heaven on your big toe and your right foot and moving its way up your leg, completely relaxing your entire right leg. And now the light beam is switching over to your toes on your left leg and moving up, completely relaxing your left leg. And now your right hand is touching your right hand, moving its way up till your right arm is just completely relaxed. And now the same thing with your left arm is completely relaxing. And now the beam of light starts around your pelvis, and it's moving its way up, up through your chest, relaxing your entire body until it's approaching your face, your lips, your mouth, your nose, your eyes. All the muscles in your face are completely relaxed. Now all the muscles in your body are completely relaxed. And you visualize yourself just relaxing, leaning back, and you're like floating up in the sky, and here comes a cloud, and it comes right underneath you, and you find yourself just laying on this cloud, feeling just as comfortable as you can be. Feel so comfortable. Relax, and you're going to just float around on this cloud for a while. Just floating around, it seems so comfortable and peaceful, and you're very secure, nothing to worry about. Very secure and safe. And you're floating around, and you can look down there, and you can see all kinds of things. You can see fields, houses, streams, trees, and people look really small, but you can see a few people. And you're just floating around there. It feels really, really good. The cloud moves around, and it's moving around to different locations, and you're looking down. Now you see a forested, hilly area down there, and it's got all kinds of life down there. Now you're moving over a lake. Look down there and see a beautiful lake. You can even see fish jumping in it, and it's got lots of life in it. Then you move a little bit farther, and you see a big field. And in the field, you see all kinds of different patterns and interesting things, animals down there. You see a tractor plowing away or doing something, harvesting something. It's doing something down there. And you move a little bit farther, and you look down there, and you see... not modern buildings, but you see buildings from a past civilization, a past time. Could be 50 years ago, maybe 100 years ago, maybe 1,000 years ago. You see different things down there. Yes, interesting. So you'd say, well, let me investigate. And this cloud is really interesting. It operates by the power of your mind. It'll go wherever you want this cloud to go. So you move the cloud by the power of your mind, and you lower it down, and you see some buildings there that existed in a past life that you had. And so you wonder, well, where was I at in this past life? And so you get off of this cloud and you're stepping into a scene that you had in a past life. And you're looking at yourself as you were in the past. You're looking very carefully and you see yourself, and now you decide to merge with your past life self. You're merging with this past life self, and you can feel what this person felt. You can taste what this person tasted. You can smell what this person smelled, and you can feel everything and remember everything. And it's like you're back there in time now, and you understand. You're going to explore this life, and we're going to ask you several questions. What were you doing here? Who are you? And what was the purpose of you coming here? I'm going to count to three, and this will become much clearer. One, it's becoming clearer. Two, clearer still. And three, you're understanding who you were and why you came to this life. You're seeing it very, very clearly. You see who you love the most. You see some close relationships you had. And if you know them in the current life, you realize this, that you knew them then and you know them now. You can see this very clearly. Now you're moving ahead in this life. You're moving ahead, and you can detach yourself from this life so you can look on it like you're an observer, watching a movie of this life. So you're not negatively affected or positively affected by what happened, because it's like you're watching a movie. Now you're watching a movie and you're going through this life until you get to the end. Look into the end as to how you actually passed. What caused you to pass? And now that you're past, the question is, what was my important lesson to learn in this life? What was my important lesson to learn? Now you're going to review this life. Review it and look it over like you're watching a movie and you can see it from beginning to end. And we're going to give you a little period of silence where you're going to explore this life and learn anything you want to know about this life and its effect on the current life. Explore it. We'll give you a period of silence. Now we're going to bring you into the present. I'm going to count to three, and you'll remember everything very clearly. One, you're coming back. Two, coming back. Three, you're in the present, feeling very relaxed and good. Okay, I just took you back to one life this time rather than two, because we have several people that are pretty sensitive here that we can take back as individuals that I think everyone will find interesting.